It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining us. The holidays are here. We know that because Thanksgiving is over. The trees are lit up. In fact, most of the neighborhoods are lit up as well. And if you're looking for a Christmas your way, there's a Sinatra Holiday Bash. The two weekends start. There's Friday, November 30th, and then the Saturday and Sunday that follow, and then Friday, December 7th, and the Saturday and Sunday that follow. Wendy Eaton is one of the four singers that bring Christmas cheer and a lot of Sinatra classics with us. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here.
Do appreciate it. Talk about the construction of this show. What have you done?
What have I done? I've learned a lot of songs, memorized some lines. It's a really great retrospective on Sinatra. The Christmas songs he recorded, a lot of standards. It's a really fun show. There's pithy Rat Pack-like dialogue in there, so you get a little feel of those Vegas years and the specials that we saw on TV growing up, if you're close to my age. But there are four of us, Kristen Lyon, myself, Kirk Von Robinson, and John Hickerson. And we just take you through a lot of the songs that Frank Sinatra recorded, Christmas songs, standards, and it's a really great little show. I love it.
Sometimes I think it can be forgotten because there are so many classic Sinatra songs, but mm-hmm. It can be forgotten. I mean, he had quite a library. I mean, yeah. He recorded a ton of songs. So there's so much from which to choose. How did you guys decide which ones would be in the show?
Well, we didn't. The writers of the show from, they're based in Denver, Colorado. They wrote the show and the book, as well as picked the songs. And so then we licensed the show from them. And so actually we did this show last year, but there are a lot of different songs in this show. They switched it up on us a little bit. So if people came last year, they might want to come again and hear some of the great things we did last year with some new things that are really terrific.
So this is taking place at the Part Theater, which stands for the Performing Artists Repertory Theater, which is in the Crossroads Mall. Describe how you get to that, please.
Well, actually, probably the easiest thing to do is to park behind Target in that parking garage and then come in that mall entrance. And then after you walk in, it's just shortly on the right, you take a right. That mall is just kind of interesting now. It has a lot of this and that, and I kind of miss having Yonkers and Dillard's there. But then there are fun things like this cabaret theater that's in a really unexpected location, but it's pretty central to a lot of us, and it's in a great place of the city, a great part of the city.
Sure, and this event is one where there are refreshments before the program and refreshments during the intermission, so it's really an evening out.
It is an evening out, and there are tables and chairs, as well as just some regular aisle seating also. And there are no reserved seats, so it's first come, first serve for the seating. So even if you do have a ticket, if you want to be down front,
sure,
or at a table with friends, you might want to come a little early to make sure you get the place you want.
Well, you mentioned the Vegas feel, and of course, if you look at the old pictures of how the Vegas shows mm-hmm. were, there were booths and tables up front, and then there was a tiered seating
right
in the back as well for the big shows.
Absolutely.
So, what a lot of fun. For you personally, in working on this piece and in working on the different songs, what are a couple of your favorites?
Oh, let's see. Well, you know, a great find for me. I had no idea that Frank Sinatra wrote any songs. And so one of our opening songs, actually we open with his song Mistletoe and Holly, which people will recognize when they hear it. It's not, a traditional song. It's got a nice zip to it and a jazz feel, and it's a great way to start the show. I like Come Fly With Me. We sing that. I don't sing this, but I am very fond of the song Young at Heart, John Hickerson. I'm taking that back. Kirk Von Robinson sings Young at Heart. Kristen and I do a great little duet, You Make Me Feel So Young. There's a lot, so many great songs. There's one that people may not know, but is super fun. It's called I Wouldn't Trade Christmas, that we sing together in quartet. So it's solos, it's duets, it's quartets. We've got a great jazz trio playing with us. Jen Novak-Har is our music director. We've got Clark Edson on bass and Brandon Armstrong on percussion, or drums in this case. And they're a really great group too. So it just adds so much.
It sounds just wonderful. You can go to performingartistsrepertorytheater.org for more information. It starts Friday, November 30th, runs that weekend, and Friday, December 7th also runs that weekend. My guest today, Wendy Eaton, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Morning Edition continues right now.